Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament Da Pizza. Now, go say all the crap you were saying before.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
Trash you were talking earlier.
Oh, I was just saying that, like, you know.
You didn't know I was listening.
I didn't know if this was the closest you've ever been to a championship ring or not, but I was just looking. Look at these nice little giveaways.
Look at how he's stuttering and stuff. You know, and he came up with that BS.
6'7". 6'7", this guy. No, it's good. No, it's nice to see pro athletes out fishing. And I saw Michael Jordan and just entered a tournament, caught a 24-pound dolphin.
Wait, what are you changing the subject? What is Jordan having to do with you throwing
you guys
a game
on the
about?
Boat. We're going to Nigerian food tomorrow. I got the text. I'm in the group text.
I see you blew that.
I'm in the group chat.
I couldn't save you once you made the mistake.
Just saying, like, I'm in the group chat. I'm excited about Nigerian food. Where do we have to go to get it?
Nigeria?
Yeah. Now, there's a spot out here that I've been wanting to try. So I think before we go out fishing, you know, get some.
See, you were assuming that he was invited to go fishing.
Actually, I didn't. You brought the fishing up.
We're going fishing.
I'm just going for the Nigerian food. I can't be out on the water that long. I got to work. I got stuff to do.
Yeah, sure you do.
Work, talk trash about me.
Not talking about you, but talking trash to you, with you.
Give me your thoughts. All right, we'll get him back as we're trying to get Jordan on about last night's episode of The Ultimate Fighter.
Okay. Honestly, haven't seen it.
I expect that from him.
Yeah, thanks, I'll be honest.
The Lord.
I'll be honest.
Thanks the Lord of redemption.
Hadn't seen it. Hadn't seen it yet, so you're going to have to give me the rundown. I had a busy night.
So essentially, it was a heavyweight bout.
Yeah.
And one of the guys who fought, if he was your weight, but he was 5'10".
3 feet shorter.
He fought a guy that was your size.
So basically Eddie Hall.
And but he had these overhand rights that were bombs. I mean, he had like great leg kicks. He's got a great cardio. But the bigger man just weathered the storm and got the win. And
when you watch it, it was a wheel kick? Is that what
he has wheel.
A spinning wheel kick.
That connected.
Dropped him, but Jordan got right back up.
Right back up. Wow.
So, the kick was impressive.
But the athleticism out of a 5'10", 265-pound man is just phenomenal to watch. And I've been humbled like that in the rugby field where, like, the biggest guy there was the most athletic.
I can't believe you made up that story that quick. That was impressive that you were able to pull
when
out.
When I was in the Rugby 7 League, I was I had a bad hamstring.
You said it with so much confidence, I actually believed it.
I did. I played rugby. I was a rugby player.
The Sevens are, in my opinion, it's one of my favorite events to ever watch. Have you ever seen that?
No.
The Sevens, it's rugby, but it's 7-on-7.
Okay.
Where, you know, not the 13-on-13, and you really can't run and move because there's so many people. 7-on-7, there's a lot of room to move, and there's a lot of hitting, and it's in Vegas. The big tournament's in Vegas where all the countries are there, Wales and New Zealand and the U.S., and, it is a lot of fun.
Russell Crowe. Speaking of short heavyweights, I met Daniel Cormier during the fight in Houston. Dude's like 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was – I just assumed that he was a bigger, much taller person.
That's the case a lot of times on TV.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really tell, and then you meet him, and you're like, this is Daniel Cormier?
Especially when you're knocking out people. Like, you're just like, oh, he's got to be a huge human being.
It's like Tom Cruise.
It's like, oh.
Tom Cruise, like, all of his movies are like the same.
He's on stilts. All right, so last night, The Ultimate Fighter – I don't know what episode this is, like 7, I think. So on the phone with us right now, last night's victor, Jordan Heidman. Jordan, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. Now, I know the filming is complete. Where are we in last night's episode? How far into filming are we?
Yeah, so we're at episode 7 was my fight against Chandler Cole.
Lucky number 7.
Yeah.
What did you know about The Ultimate Fighter and when you got selected to go on it? And what preparation, you know, if any, you know, did you do to get ready to be in the house?
So they don't tell you anything when you're getting ready for it, like whether you made it or not. It's just like you put your name out there and that you're qualified in the weight class, and it just all last minute. So you just kind of prep for like a fight camp, and then hope you make the show.
And again, we're only talking up through last night. Is it still fun to be in the house, or, you know, is obviously it's grueling. It's 24/7 cameras, you know, in your face the whole time. But is it still fun and an experience right now?
Yeah, it was a great experience. You know, working with those coaches and meeting all the people in the house. But you definitely start to get homesick, you know, missing the family back home.
How difficult has it been? And we talked to last week's, you know, winner, and we kind of talked about this. And I've always argued on this show, there's a big difference between a teammate and a training partner. How difficult has it been leading up to last night's fight, where two of the guys moving on are on Team Pena, to train and to know that, you know, if you win your fight, you're going to be fighting one of these guys that's there with you every day?
Right, yeah. So preparing for my first fight in the house, I didn't have that thought. But after I got the win, it's like, wow, this could happen. You know, I could fight somebody I've been practicing with.
So you didn't think of that until after the fight then?
Right. Well, I just try to stay focused on, you know, the first fight, and you can't look too far ahead.
No, definitely true. Then we won't talk about, you know, after that, because we can't. I'm curious, how many fights are filmed at the same time? Meaning, you know, because I noticed Dana White last week's episode was wearing the Tom Brady T-shirt, and he was wearing the Tom Brady T-shirt in your episode as well.
Right. Yeah. So there was four fights a night, and then as the season is aired, they only show one fight each week.
Okay.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I knew ahead of, you know, a lot of times I'll fast forward on the screener that I get, you know, to see who wins so that, you know, I can look for stuff just like on you when I knew that. And I still yelled out, wow, when you got hit with that spinning wheel kick.
Yeah, it was a pretty nasty kick. Came out of nowhere and caught me off guard for sure.
And big ups by you, because it, you know, most people wouldn't have gotten up or would have struggled to get up. I mean, you bounced right back up. Talk to us about that 10-15 second process.
You know, if that kick lands on anybody else, I think they're out cold. You know, I'm just a tough guy, and I take pride in, you know, being able to keep fighting after taking shots like that.
I think a lot of people, including the guy who's going to ask the next question, it would have killed him. That would be you. Now he's pretending not to.
I mean, Caleb raised his hand first. Caleb is 6'6", 330 pounds. I think he could take a wheel kick. I think you could take it.
He's an Caleb's an offensive lineman in the NFL. The other guy is just a putz that sits here with a headphone on. Go ahead, what, Matt?
We know you expected the overhand right. I mean, that's his power shot. Were you surprised by his speed and how quick his leg kicks came and, like, just the way he pushed the action? Like, did that catch you off guard at all?
So, preparing for that fight, I knew Chandler was a wrestler, and so I was just practicing my wrestling defense, you know, working my wrestling offense, and I didn't realize that he hurt his elbow until after our fight. So his wrestling game was out, and I was not expecting all those crazy kicks.
All right, so let me ask you these two questions. And you know, I'm just a guy that when I see something I don't like, obviously I talk about it. Give me your thoughts when your corner told you, and I always want the corner to be honest with the athlete. You know, I'm not a big fan, obviously. You know, they've lost six rounds, and you're like, no, you're winning the fight. What were your thoughts when it happened, and then what were your thoughts as you watched last night when your corner told you that probably was a 10-8? Because I am a licensed judge, and there is no way that was a 10-8 round.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, yeah, you never know what the judges are thinking that night and what they're looking at. So you just got to take care of business and leave it out of their hands.
The other thing I was very critical of, And I've been around MMA. I go back to UFC 1, so I'm very old, and I've been around it a long time. I'm very critical when a referee stops a fight too early. You know, you guys are professional fighters. You know, the benefit of the doubt. Give them one extra, not 42 extra like happened in last night's episode. And my first, and I even wrote it down, this ref should never ref again. what were your thoughts as you continued landing blows? And obviously the fight should have been stopped, and he let it go literally 10, 15 blows too many.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a dog. I'm going to just keep going until you call me off. So it's up to the ref at that point.
When you first got in the house, you know, and I've asked all the other fighters the first thing you did, you know, whether it was look for the room, look for this, look for that. What was the first thing that you did when you got into the house that day?
So after the team picks, all of our guys on my team decided, like, hey, let's find the room that has the four beds and all room together. And I initially was against that, you know, because I don't want nobody snoring or being a mess. But it ended up working out pretty good. There was a couple of snorers in the room, though.
That's what those big pillows are for. You put them over their head, not yours.
Right.
There was some funny stuff in last night. It's kind of like Matt, who's the co-host of the show. That would be you.
I bring the comedic laughter.
Every once in a while, he throws out a great line. And Zach did last night, and I hope, you know, I'm just repeating his quote, so I'm not being disrespectful to your opponent. But he said, you know, you always hear, don't judge a book, you know, by its cover. But there's a reason the book has a cover.
Facts.
You know, which was a funny line, you know, that Zach made.
Right, absolutely. Zach's a cutthroat guy, you know, and if you rub him the wrong way, he'll just throw it right back at you. So I kind of respect that from him.
What has it been like fighting, you know, for Juliana and her team, and what did she bring for that fight for you last night, and how difficult was it, you know, to kind of spread out from your typical coaching? You have another coach who may or may not be telling you to do something different that you haven't done up to this point.
Right. You know, Juliana's just passionate about the sport, and she's just a heck of an athlete. And just to have her in your corner, it was awesome. It was great. You just feed off of her energy, and her game plan was perfect. I liked it. She, you know, we prepared for that fight as best as we could in the time we had. So definitely enjoyed having her as my coach in my corner.
Hey, Jordan, I know this question is a little, it may not be a question that you know the answer to.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, no. This ain't good.
So what happened was, no, I was just good. So, you know, do you think that the heavyweight division in the UFC should be divided? Do you think they should have a different weight class, like in between, you know, 205 and 265? Or do you think they should have, like, a super heavyweight from 265 on? And do you think it would be better for the sport, better for, like, the fighters?
And before you answer, do you think Santa Claus should bring you 7 gifts or 8 in December?
Caleb, I'm trying to get Caleb in the UFC, yeah, but he can't cut 50 right pounds right now. He needs it for the NFL.
You know, that is a interesting question. If you can get 200-300-plus pounders in there and get them swinging and fighting, that'd be a sight to see, and it would sell tickets. But I just don't think there's that many athletic people that aren't in the NFL at that weight, you know.
That's true, though. How many 300-pound people do you know that are walking around that are athletes? Well, don't play professional sports.
You weigh 299, so it doesn't really.
Bob Sapp. Bob Sapp was a beast.
Finally, Jordan, I don't know if you know much about me, but I have people. I know people all over the place, and I've got you a job if you want to move to Tampa.
Heck yeah. I'll put that down in the options.
Put it down. Jordan is a welder.
Okay.
And so John Robinson owns Lightning Steel, and he's always working, and he's involved in the show. So as soon as you said you were a welder, I'm like, yeah, we need to bring you down, and, you know, you can be all part of Knockout Radio here in Tampa, St. Pete.
There you go.
I don't know if the girlfriend and the dog is going to be happy with that, of the move, but just something to keep in the back of your mind. Jordan, thank you very much for your time. It was an awesome episode to watch last night on ESPN Plus.
Great job.
I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on, and hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. Take care. Last night's episode of The Ultimate Fighter. Next week is the final round one, and then we go into teammates, because two of those, as of now, well, no, three of the four are Juliana's guys.
Yeah.
Do you get paid to do The Ultimate Fighter? Like, are you getting paid for the time that you're in the...
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That would have been a good thing to ask 3 minutes ago.
I didn't want to offend him, you know, but like when he, you know, he was like, I'm a welder. And I was like, if you're taken away from your regular work, like, do they compensate you for, you know, being there?
We'll have to ask next week. We'll have to ask next week.
Definitely.
All right, let's go ahead and a quick break. When we come back, Yuli Diaz coming on to talk about his interim title.
Don't forget my record.
What?
I'm 2-0.
In what?
I'm watching The Ultimate Fighter week in and week out.
Yeah, I know you are. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl Eller from the Minnesota Vikings Hall of Fame. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Harris from the Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with my main man, Randy Harris.
You were just there.
It was. They just do it by city, and then the number of times they've been there. It was BKFC Jackson 2 is where I was Saturday night.
Well,
live.
Next Friday is BKFC. What number?
Fort Lauderdale, number 3.
There's got to be a number to it.
I've been there 3 times.
You know what also confuses me? Because like, it'll be UFC 275, and then it's like UFC Vegas 46.
Right.
And
I'm just ESPN,
like, why don't
whatever.
Just keep it
all
same?
Right. So I think our next guest knows what number it is, and all I know is I know his number. So let's welcome to the program our good guy, Yuli Diaz. Yuli, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? It's BKFC 26 next Friday.
There you go.
See, there you go.
26.
Hey, I can't rely on Matt.
Yuli, I can't count that high. I'm sorry. Out of my level.
The co-host of the show, he had one job. Find out what number next week's bare knuckle was. First and foremost, how are you guys doing? How's life? We'll talk about the fight in a second, but just how's everything going?
Man, life is great. Just, you know, just training every day and getting ready, staying ready.
So next week you're fighting for a title, for a belt. My question is, Carla, when she won the UFC belt, she wore it at her wedding with the wedding dress. So I'm curious, when you win next week, are you going to wear your belt and Ashley wear her belt at the wedding?
I'm going to wear it everywhere I can wear it. Anywhere I go, I'm going to have it on. I might just sleep with it on. That's a great idea to wear it to the wedding. I think when me and Ashley get married, I might have it on too.
There you go. Yeah, that would be awesome. You know, I always tell this story. Tim Sylvia used to wear the belt literally everywhere, you know, that he went. So we had him throw out the first pitch at a Dodger game, and he starts walking to the mound. I'm like, Tim, what's wrong with you? And he looked at me. I go, put the belt on. So he put the belt on, then of course he got blasted because it's Tim Sylvia. But yeah, he even wore it when he threw out the first pitch. So with next Friday being a title fight, is that something that you need to block out, you know, that it's for a title? Or is that, not that you need more motivation, but is that something to push it to the next level? Give me your thought process on that.
Yeah, you know what? That helps me push it to the next level. Either way, it's a fight, you know what I mean? Whether for a belt or not, we're going for the same objective. We're going to win. So, you know, with the belt on the line, it just makes it that much more. And I look forward to it, man. You know, I get another opportunity at going for this belt, and I know this time I'm going to come out victorious.
Does it add more that it's in your backyard? You know, family will be there. I'll get to see your mom again, and you know, does that add to it, or does that add more pressure to it?
You know what? I love that it's in my backyard. It's also my opponent's backyard too. So I'll get as many boos as I'll get. You know, cheering. So it's going to be a great fight, man. You know, it's awesome that it's in my hometown. You know, I always bring the crowd. Everybody comes and shows support. And now that it's a title fight, I think I'm going to have double the people there. We're going to blow the roof off the Hard Rock.
But I also know you well enough, and I'm the same thing. I love the boos more than I love the cheers.
100%.
I agree with you, yeah. I don't mind the boos at all. I think that actually makes that adds less pressure on me than having the crowd there for me.
Your last fight, you had to come through some adversity. You came back and won an amazing fight. You know, Richie looked good in his last fight. I mean, what did you take away from there and seeing his technique? I mean, his range. Like, what if you're going to change in this fight going forward?
You know what? Thank you for that. Richie's a long-rangey guy. He's a dangerous fighter. He's come back from adversity in many of his fights, not only in fights but in life itself. So he's a very tough guy. I think it's going to be a great fight, man. I'm looking forward to fighting him. I've definitely changed a couple things. I got a couple game plans, but I'm not gonna put that on the air just yet. You guys will see it in the fight.
Well, yeah, you don't put it out on the air at all. Trust me, I know people that listen to shows for obvious reasons. What is fight day like? You know, do you try to have the same schedule that you normally have? Will you do something different, you know, come fight day? And what about when you get to the arena? Is there certain times? Is there, you know, just talk us through what that day is going to be like.
So fight day for me is a usual day, man. Since the fight, I always train in the morning. So since the fight's at night, I'll sleep in, get me a good breakfast, you know, a good lunch. And I'm the co-main event, so I'll probably get to the arena a little later than everybody else. And once I get there, I kind of relax for a little bit until the show starts. Once the fights start coming out, then I like to warm up a little bit. And just every fight that comes out, I just stay on my toes, warm up a little bit, and then up until maybe two fights before mine, then I get really warm. I like to get a sweat going before I get onto the ring, and by the time you know it, you know, BKFC, the fights are fast, so by the time you know it, they're calling your name, and it's showtime.
DJ Tony just walked up, so I'm sure I know what he wants me to say. Have you sent your music into him?
Oh, that's my guy, man. We actually spoke yesterday. I sent my music to him yesterday. I'm excited about the music I'm walking out to. It's a really motivational thing I've been listening to for years. And it actually popped up in my playlist yesterday. And I go, you know what? This is what I'm walking out to. And I text Tony immediately, and I sent it to him.
What goes into selecting that? Is it just at the right time you hear a certain thing, or do you put a lot of thought into it? I know that it's got to be the right music as you're walking into a fist fight.
Yeah, I always I like to use something that hypes me up, that you know, that wakes me up and puts me in the mood. I usually go with older songs or a lot of, I always go with Miami things. I always go with Pitbull music or Trick Daddy music, which is a hometown, you know, crowd favorite. But this time I'm going with something different. This is some motivational things that I use, and it's more of a guy. It's a guy actually talking to a football team, giving him motivation, and it hypes me up, man. So that's when I step out and that comes on, it'll put me right where I need to be.
See, I think at some point you need to come out with something like something really slow and like "He Doesn't Send Me Flowers" or whatever that country song is, just not only to put the crowd asleep but your opponent asleep, and then you can put him asleep right away.
That's why he's not in charge of music, Yuli. We have an expert in DJ Tony. You're in safe hands.
Yeah. I'm gonna come out with that George Michael "Careless Whisper."
There you go. That is perfect. So where are we going to go eat on Saturday after the fight? I'm already thinking about food, man.
Randy, you read my mind. You know me, man. As soon as the fight's over, I love to have some good food. I would love for you to come out with me, man. We're going to go have some pasta.
All right, there you go. That'll definitely work. Yuli, as always, I love getting you on. We just wanted to touch base as a big week for you next week. So enjoy the process. You've done this before. And we will see you.
Yuli, don't you have a food truck? Can't we eat at your food truck?
Absolutely. I got Knuckle Sandwich 305. Yeah, but I have it closed till probably about a week after the fight. I'm closed down till about a week after the fight. But yeah, you can check me out. Knuckle Sandwich 305. Yeah. Don't Blink Podcast. And guys, next Friday, June 24th, BKFC 26. For those guys that don't remember the number, I'll be fighting Francisco Richie for the 175-pound belt. Looking forward to that. Randy, thank you so much for the opportunity, man. I appreciate you guys so much.
Oh, always. But, you know, I just thought of something. You know, I've been trying to get on Survivor. I've been trying to get on The Amazing Race. I want to get on one of these reality shows. So I want to make a proposition to you. If I can get your food truck and you on the Great American Food Truck thing that I watch every week with my wife, I have to be the driver or at least be one of the three people.
Listen, that's guaranteed. And you know what? I'm going to put on some resumes for you for 90 Day Fiancé. See what we find out there for you.
it just so happened.
All the TLC shows.
You know, Sunday was my 40th wedding anniversary, so my wife may let me go.
Well, congratulations to you guys on that. It's an amazing treat, man. Thank you.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Yuli, as always, I love you, man. I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you next week.
Love you too, brother. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Randy. Thanks, guys.
Right, take care. Yuli Diaz is, without a doubt,
the man,
the best. He is so cool.
Knuckle Sandwich is a great name for a food truck. That's awesome.
And I think the meaning for that is if you don't buy two, you're going to get a knuckle sandwich. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson. We'll be right back.
But if you ever go back in the woody small way, you better not go at night. There's things out there. Make a strong man die for pride.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. 8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, Florida? This is Sam Madison of the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
Was that Pitbull?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I want to be on one of these drops. But you're sitting here with Caleb Bettenrock, and this is, you're listening to Randy Harris.
Yeah, but see, but see, you're the co-host now.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Huh? Yeah.
I mean, we'll
it's a little
do
cheesy.
It. Yeah, we'll do it.
Hold on, hold on. A co-host that was half a show late and didn't watch the homework assignment. Like, how's he a co-host? How did he move up? What did I do that, like, degraded me to where he went
at? I'll answer that.
Don't say he's a pro athlete.
No, no,
too.
Listen.
Let me answer. Okay, let me answer it. I'll answer that question. You opened your mouth.
It's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's where the moneymaker's at. That's the talent.
You were fired on air.
Exactly.
But I didn't accept it. I won't go away.
Don't make me tell all the stories.
If
you keep it up, I'm going to tell what happened after you got fired.
Restraining orders are like security gates at like a complex. It's like an illusion of safety.
Could you imagine
I'm not leaving.
You get released from a team and you're like, yeah, no, I'm not going.
I'm not leaving. I mean, I would just sink.
I'm
I would live
to practice tomorrow.
I would live in the stadium.
Tell you guys.
Card still works.
I would live in the stadium like Ocho Cinco. I would have squatters' rights, and I would just vacate.
Baker Mayfield lived in the
stadium. Well, Ocho Cinco lived there for 2 years in the Bengals.
Yeah, they said he did.
Really?
He just
lived in the training room.
He slept
on the leather couches in the players' room.
He said
he had a kitchen and water and pool and everything there.
Yeah, that's wild.
And he lived there for 2 years.
And he could come and go. He had the key. That's awesome.
You guys, your star receiver. What are you going to do?
Well, no.
Tell them no.
Right.
So, like, but after you get mail there for 30 days, you have rights. You can't just get evicted.
You know, to be honest, like, there's times I've been in the Raymond, like, the facility at $1, like, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. Like, I'll wake up, like, I want to hit the sauna today. Just go in, use your card, do your thing. So, it's very possible.
It's no different than when you used to sleep at the dump down the street on 4th Street.
Yeah, I'd sleep anywhere.
I mean, we know that.
And with anyone, Randy.
I don't know what that means. So I'm supposed to try this thing out. I'm going to do it later today.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a balance board.
Do you have a life alert?
Is that the button?
That's why he's a co-host. And that's why he's a co-host.
Well, first we got to
describe
it. You
should get life alert before you step on this thing.
I've fallen. I can't reach my Twitter.
Well, all I know is that I was supposed to talk about this from Fitter First, but I'm certainly not going to send them that clip. us talking.
We lose more sponsors that way, but it's worth it.
It's a board. You know, it's a balance board.
No, for sure. We use it. I use this for rehab. Like right. When I broke my foot, I have my fifth metatarsal. I broke that. I use this for a lot of rehab. It's really good for your balance. It's really good for ankle mobility and stability. Like, it's really, really good. I just don't think you should be the one to test it.
But his silver sneakers got extra grip on the bottom.
Yeah, I just
but those soles have like traction.
I also think it's good if you have a broken arm. No, seriously, and I'll explain why.
You do push-ups on this thing.
Well, no, you're going to be so careful not to fall off because you have a broken arm that you're going to concentrate more on the balance.
Yeah, no, it's good. Like I've used it in workouts before. You do push-ups on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of things you can do with that. It's great.
So what else can I do with it?
You should
sell it on eBay.
You should store it somewhere.
Sell it on eBay.
Like, put it somewhere that's unreachable.
Let all your friends on MySpace know that you have one.
Auction it off. Oh, auction it off. Yeah. You should stay far away from this thing.
That's almost pretty funny. Let's talk about...
You can't use this. That's professional on the box. 20 years balance. I got to try it out. I'll be the one to demo it.
Can we talk about last week's pay-per-view?
Let's go.
I was not emotional, but it was sad, Joanna, what happened to her in the fight.
Yeah.
I know that it was predetermined. If she lost, she said she was going to retire. I think she will walk away. If she comes back, she does. She's not the same. And what I don't like, and it's fans, and everybody knows that I'm not a fan of fans.
Yeah.
You know, the fanatics, lunatics, I like to use the word morons. You know, because they're blasting her like she was never the champ.
Yeah.
Like she was never the scary fighter that she was.
Yeah.
Everybody moves on. Somebody better always 100%. Comes along.
Yeah. It's just... And I think you get spoiled when you have guys like Tom Brady and, like, you know, LeBron, and you had Michael, where it's like people are human. Like, I had my prime. I had my peak. I'm still a good fighter. But, hey, like, I'm not the most dominant anymore. It's okay. It's somebody else's turn.
And
it's like
and
everything else. People retire. People walk away.
And the biggest thing for female fighters, they sacrifice so much more than the male fighters. I mean, to give up the childbirth and, like, a mother and a family. And she's dedicated 20 years of her life to this 100%. Sport.
And she was so emotional.
And she has a window of how long she can be pregnant or get pregnant. Mm-hmm. So she wants to start a family.
She's like,
and
she's earned it.
Kudos to her, for sure.
Because like when Ronda Rousey lost and people were just dragging. And everybody has mixed emotions about her. But people were dragging her like she wasn't a 7-time champion.
Right.
Like she didn't defend her title. It's like, okay, I lost. Like it happens. I'm not invincible.
Right. Everybody. Except Habib.
Yeah, or Jon Jones.
Yeah. You know? Well, he has the loss.
No, come on. We're not doing that.
It's a disqualification.
It's not a loss.
It's a disqualification.
No one has gone into the octagon and beat that man.
And Matt Hamill will tell you it's not a loss.
But even
I'm saying he was in this restaurant.
He said no, he didn't want
to. But even Jones get credit for the win because he lost himself. He made himself lose. By the DQ.
So he won.
He won because of himself. Yeah, he won by the disqualification because he created the injury.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like you're losing a fight, just do something illegal.
They do it all the time.
That happens at WWE all the time.
Kick him in the head when he's down. It's like, oh, well, hey, I got disqualified. It wasn't a loss.
They kick him in the groin. I mean, they do that a lot. A lot of fighters.
And that's what they said about the Sterling fight. Yes, it was an illegal strike, but... He did what he did to win whatever it takes.
Yeah.
You know, now Smith wouldn't do that.
But then
that.
He came back and redeemed himself completely on the next fight.
And he
looked like the true champion, undisputed.
Honestly, Sterling and Charlton Bronx, I think they had two of the most controversial, like the way they won their first championship, the way they won the title, people really discredited them. And the way they came back and defended I think was like really, really awesome.
Absolutely.
Both those guys, like a lot of respect to them because their name was getting dragged through the mud for the year that they,
And my take on that is who cares? I know that everybody claims they care what people think and what people say. And, you know, by him taking that win by DQ, it put more money in his pocket.
100%.
It made him the champ.
Yeah.
And like you said, he came and proved the point, which nobody really thought was going to happen.
I didn't, for sure.
Right. Most people didn't. So... I would say this all the time, you know, an illegal strike, the eye poke, and they're like, I can't see, but I'm going to keep fighting. And then they get knocked out 30 seconds later, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's why I've always said it's unfortunate that you're not penalized enough after those kind of fouls.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should keep doing it because the fighter's not going to say, no, I can't move on.
Yeah, it's a tough thing because as an athlete and a competitor, you want to have that toughness. So it's like, hey, I'm going to push through this adversity. And if I succeed, it looks great. Like, oh, hey, like Jordan flu game, and I had this iconic moment. But more times than not, you end up looking bad.
Right.
You know, like look at Baker Mayfield. He was in a great situation. He gets hurt. He's like, I'm going to play through the pain. Plays bad. And like, hey, we're done. We're done
right.
with you.
Right.
You know, find job elsewhere. So it's a tough thing. The lady who fought Valentina, she gets her eyes swung. Like, hey, do you want to continue? She was winning that fight.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, her right side of her face is swollen. She can't see anything on her right eye. Starts getting tagged up. Ends up losing. And so it's one of those things where it's like, hey, like you can keep going, but you really shouldn't.
Well, you shouldn't. And in that case, if she wouldn't have continued, they would have probably had an automatic rematch.
Yes, exactly. You know,
because she was winning the fight.
Yes.
You know, and now, you know, I've read there is no rematch planned.
No.
Because she lost.
And I think that's where your corner should step in and be like, hey, like my fighter wants to keep going, but she should not keep going.
But if you're who's the boxer out of Alabama who did the show?
Marcus Brigham.
No, the former heavyweight champ.
Oh, Deontay Wilder.
Wilder.
Yeah.
You know, then you have somebody, a respectable person in your corner.
Yeah.
Stop a fight and he gets fired.
Yeah, I mean, hey, but you did right by your fighter.
Sure.
You know, because I mean, the truth of the matter is, Deontay Wilder is in the same situation that Colby Covington, Daniel Cormier find themselves in. You are the best in the world. You're an all-time great. Except there's that one guy that, you know,
that
you just run into. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's numerous.
You beat up everybody else.
Right. Kenny Florian.
But that guy.
Uriah Faber.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys, they get to there and they just can't get over. You know,
we had this discussion with a good friend of mine about Aaron Rodgers yesterday. And, like, Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. Peyton Manning, bad guy. Like, if not for Tom Brady, you're like, hey, those might be the two best. Even without the four Super Bowls like Steve Young and those other guys, like
right.
you'd be like, hey, these are the most talented quarterbacks you've ever seen. But Tom Brady won seven.
How come Jim Kelly gets no love ever? Goes to four straight Super Bowls and it's a team sport.
Yeah.
You know, Norwood, he makes that field goal. People think differently. But I've always found it funny that Buffalo Bills team that pretty much stayed intact for 4 years
mm-hmm.
went to the Minnesota Vikings.
Nobody cares about the runner-up, man.
No, I couldn't tell you who the runner-ups are.
It's rough. Yeah. It's tough because you're a great player. You're a great guy, but nobody cares who came second.
Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon and then come back and close this out. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
What the heck?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Edmonds. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Patrick Waugh from the Colorado Avalanche, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live. Final segment from Tournament Da Pizza. All right, I have to be honest.
Okay.
Saturday night, about 11, well, it's probably midnight, I get woken by a text.
Okay.
Like, wow, what a great fight. So, A, I don't appreciate you waking me up. And second, tell me about the fight that I missed.
Amazing. I'm not sure if I texted you or my group chat first, but I texted and I said that is the best fight I've seen since Jones Gustafson.
I was not in that text, so it must not have been a group message.
Yeah, I meant my group chat with my friends.
Our friends.
Yeah, this is our
friend.
Oh, I didn't realize I wasn't
in that group.
That's the work group chat. Yeah. You know, the friends group chat.
This is Jones Gustafson level.
That exactly. Hurts. Yeah, it was it was so good. Like, it was, there were so many moments where you felt like, oh man, Geary has it, then Scherer has it, and it was just so up and down, and like, it had you on the edge of your seat, man. It was awesome.
Luckily, was awesome. I have Stream TV, so I'll be able to, you know, watch that.
Oh, 100%. Replay, so. I went and watched it again on YouTube because people, you know, cut it and do all the stuff.
Sure.
And so, but it was awesome, man. And Teixeira was winning that fight because he was so dominant on the ground. Segue a little bit. I don't like how much weight people put on ground control. Sure. You know, like, I feel like striking is the hardest part of the fight. To me.
Right.
Because I enjoy high-level striking.
Sure, sure.
You know? So I'm like, if you can avoid getting hit and hit people, but then all of a sudden you're beating somebody up on your feet for 3 minutes, you're on the ground for a minute, 10 seconds, and they're like, oh, well, he lost that round. And I'm just like, what are we talking about?
Well, I don't agree with that. You know, as the judge, and I am a jiu-jitsu guy, that's my love. And, you know, so whatever your love is, you tend to lean that way.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
If it's 3 minutes stand-up dominant, and it's a minute and 20 seconds ground dominant, then I'm leaning towards the stand-up guy.
For sure.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah, and I think, because like, that's what frustrated me about the people. When people were saying that Valentina lost the fight and they were upset, when she was on the ground, she wasn't getting hurt on the ground. Now, Yuri Teixeira was doing some damage on the ground. Like, he was ground and pounding. He was, you know, like guys like Teixeira, John Jones, Khabib, who when they get you on the ground, they're inflicting damage. I respect that. But if you're just on the ground and you're just holding a guy down and y'all are hugging, don't come and tell me that they won the round because they got a takedown. I don't want to hear that.
That's the difference, and you're too young to know. That's the difference of Matt, in my opinion, Matt Hughes and GSP.
Yeah.
GSP didn't, you know, do damage when he had somebody down. He just held him down.
Yeah.
Matt Hughes would take you down with his, you know, country boy strength and throw elbows and beat you up.
Yeah.
GSP didn't really beat you
up. If you just land there, you're taking a break, if you ask me. You know what the Yuri fight also reminded me of? Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen, where Chael, not quite as much because this fight was more up and down, like they each had their moments, but Chael just dominated Anderson Silva for four rounds and 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Yeah. And right at the end, when if you had just kind of just rested on your laurels, understanding I've won this fight, you had it in the books.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, I'm going to try something else and try and put a stamp on it. He catches you. You tap out. That's exactly what happened to Scherer.
And I'm a huge Chael guy.
Yeah.
I love Chael as a person.
I do.
I love him.
He's hilarious.
You know, his whole thing. Where
yeah.
I used to, you know, there's not many, like, walkouts that I remember. And Chael's is one. Not necessarily the walkout, but how he would always get in the cage and come to wait for, like, when Anderson would come out and he's doing the come on, come on, come on. But I'm glad he lost that fight. No, and I'll tell you why. The obvious, because he tested positive.
Oh, wow.
So the last thing I would have wanted is Anderson lose that fight. And then Chael loses it because of
the testing. Yeah.
And now Anderson has an L and blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about this, that you can say, well, he tested positive. It's still an L.
Yeah.
It may get changed to a no contest, but it's just like you arguing the John Jones DQ isn't a law. You know, it's still a notch on the record that people down the road may not know that it was because of that.
Okay.
So I'm glad that Chael did lose
it. Okay, segue. How do you feel about when they take away wins from Joe Paterno because of a scandal with another coach, or they say, oh, we're taking Reggie Bush's Heisman and we're taking away USC's wins, and, you know, there was no Heisman winner that year. There was no national champion that year. Like, to me, that's ridiculous.
It is
they
ridiculous.
Won those games.
Yeah, it
they
is won ridiculous. Those games. I mean, I know that I'm going to get blasted for this and everything. In my opinion, Joe Paterno knew everything that was going on, and he should pay some penalty. But all those players that were out there that didn't know, well, I know, and that did, that is, you know, he died of a broken heart.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe that.
I do too.
You know, so he paid the ultimate, I guess.
Yeah.
Still not enough payment, in my opinion, you know, for what happened if all of that was true. But, yeah, to take the wins away from players that had nothing to do with it.
I don't know that I can say that he knew everything that's going on. He might have had some idea, but like people are sneaky, man. And like it's hard for me to blame the head for what's a choice that somebody else made, you know? And I'm sure like they he might have swept stuff under the rug and like but like for me it's like, man, like the person that did it, like hang them, you know?
I'm going to flip that on you.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm so worried about Chuckles over here?
Fair enough, because they'll say it's your show.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so he goes and says something stupid like he did recently.
Yeah.
They don't look at him.
100%.
They call me out.
Yeah, and I think that's unfair.
FCC isn't going to call him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a phone for them to call.
You know, a lot of the Deshaun Watson situation going on right now. People are like, well, what do the Browns need to do when they need to speak up? It's like, they didn't do anything.
Right.
Why do they have to speak up on it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we employed this man. We didn't know there were 77 women in the lurks or whatever the situation is. But it's like, talk to the person who has responsibility for the actions they did. Don't just come and say, oh, you know, you work for this organization. It's y'all's job to, no, I don't agree with that at all.
Well, and it has nothing to do with this, but I know I've mentioned this before. When Royce Gracie tested positive, they had the UFC logo banner behind him.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the UFC when it happened.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Right? And that bothers me even more.
Yeah.
You know, and we've talked about this, that, you know, if an NFL player does something, you know, a wrestler just did it the other day, one of the Hardy brothers,
mm-hmm.
you know, got pulled
the
over
DUI.
For the DUI.
Yep.
Yet they throw the WWE had nothing to do with it.
Right.
AEW had nothing to do with it.
And like, I also, that's a great point because people are like, oh, you know, all these athletes and are getting in trouble. These pro athletes get DUIs and they hit women. And I'm just like, these cases happen every single
day. Right.
It's not more prevalent here than anywhere else in your everyday life. Like somebody did something at his job yesterday that you just don't know about because they're not a professional athlete that are going to be on the news. So don't have it be like, oh, it looks so bad on this league. I'm just like, it looks bad on that person.
Right.
The league has nothing to do with it. That person made a stupid decision, and they live with the consequences. Don't be like, oh, those NFL guys are so bad. No, somebody did something dumb.
Right. It's that person who just happens to be a football player.
Yes.
You know, there's a family member that I think it's been a year that this family member got away from the spouse who was being abusive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it happens in everyday life, and to attach it to the NFL, to attach it to MMA or the UFC has always bothered me.
Yeah.
Because there's good people in the NFL. There's 100%. Good people in MMA.
90%
not so
of those
much
guys
in pizza,
are,
but.
Yeah.
Like, you got the best.
90% of those guys are good dudes. You never hear their name. They have great families. They live their life. It's the job. They come and they work and they go home.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it's just that stuff frustrates me when they give that blanket statement.
And just because we're running out of time and I want to get this in before.
I think it's more than 90.
I got to switch gears just a second. But, you know, look, we're in a recession, right? The market's collapsing. And, you know, there are football players that took half salary or full salary for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And as a NFL guy, like, what's your thoughts on it as far as, like, you know, have you ever considered doing
cash,
something like
I
that?
Cash, I want cash. I only take cash.
Because the interest rates just went up 75 basis points during the show today. You know, obviously gas all-time high, inflation, food costs, so we're looking at a recession. And you're a forward-thinking guy. You're an educated guy, so... You know, like these guys are taking
sucking
part.
Up to you now.
No, but part.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to
ask me the whole first hour. Right.
No, but you don't want to end up, you know, like John Elway and make a bad decision that, you know, $36 million could have been $900 million.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave Bitcoin and things on the table. It could have been astronomical.
It's one of those things. Like, I heard about Bitcoin in like 2015, 16, and it was like, let's say, $2,000 a coin to get in. In 2 years, it was like 60,000 a coin to get in. And so when you see those kind of improvements, you're like, hey, I want to get in on this. And for a guy like Odell Beckham, who said he wants half his salary in Bitcoin, he's a lot of money already.
Right, for sure.
He's not doing that with money that he needs. Correct. It's an investment. And investments is a risk. It's a calculated risk.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't always work out. Sometimes you put money in some stuff and you understand, like, hey, like, I could hit big or I could lose it. And it's one of those things where it fell and it's like, I don't think it's something where it's like, oh, you're dumb. Like, you made a risk. Starting a business is a risk. Like,
yeah,
taking a job, like, everything you do. So it's like they understand the risk, and it's just one of those things where it just didn't work out.
Ocho Cinco owns McDonald's, and, you know, that's why he promotes McDonald's every day.
That's
he owns
really
three good. Of them, and I think Indiana, Kentucky, like the old, like right by Cincinnati.
Talk to Ocho about bringing back that steak and egg bagel. That was my thing.
Well, we got to go train with him. So if you want to go train boxing, I mean, he's getting ready for his next fight. So we'll go hang out.
Okay.
You want to go?
He didn't want to hang out. He just wants to go eat.
Yeah, I want the steak and egg bacon.
We don't
want
to hang out.
We'll box. We'll earn the calories. We'll pick Randy up off the floor after he falls off the balance board.
I like to steal my calories.
Well, what are you guys going to do when I get on this balance thing and I do and I'm okay?
We're gonna exchange our bet.
I do want you to move the tables, though.
We should have Steve set it up. We need a live video.
At the pool, so when he falls off, he falls in water.
He's going to do this.
And, like... No, but we put the bets in. We'll get Pete Rose to bet on see who, you know, how long you stay on before you fall off. And then if he wins, we put him in the hall.
All right.
That's Randy's birthday present from me. It's going to be a life alert.
All right. With that, I've had enough. So I want to thank
you. It's
funny.
I just started a new company. I'll go to his house and check on daily for you if you pay.
Turned off the wrong one. There we go. All right, Matt's already gone. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to do, we should do like that after show. You know, people do these shows and then they do another after show.
We should do a reunion of the Ultimate Fighter. They say there's nothing like it. Let's get all the guys back together, the band back together.
Why 2 hours? Let's start going 3-4 hours like they do on Fox Sports.
All right, we'll talk about it as soon as I get off the show. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.